My name is Jawan Matthews. I am in the fifth grade at Pittsburgh Allegheny. The name of my story is Rushed to the Hospital. Have you ever been rushed to the hospital? I have. This is how it happened to me. When I was little, my mom, sister, and I went to my aunt's house. We all sauntered on the porch, but everyone sat in the chair except for me. While nobody was paying attention, I started picking the chair up that my mom was sitting in and slamming it down. It was a chair that you can adjust. The chair fell on my finger. I started screaming in pain. Ow! I screamed. My mom and aunt came over and got scared of what would happen. Then my aunt put us in the car and started it up. Vroom, vroom. My aunt drove us to the hospital. When we got there, my finger was still hurting, but I wasn't screaming in pain anymore. We all went into the emergency room. When the doctor came in, he started asking my mom and aunt many questions. There were questions like, how did it happen, and how long ago did it happen? Then a different doctor came in. That doctor asked questions also. When my mom, aunt, and doctor were done talking, the doctor got the materials out. He then took the stitches out so he could put them in my finger. When the doctor started putting the stitches in, I started to see the needle go up, down, in, and out. The stitches were so thin that they looked like little fishing lines. As the doctor was putting the stitches in, my finger started to hurt a little. When the doctor was done, we went home. It was nighttime as we went home. The stars were luminous, the moon was bright, and the sky was shimmering. When we got home, I was exhausted. I nearly fell asleep going up the steps. Later on, I got in the shower. The water was nice and warm. The steam that the water made filled the whole bathroom. Then I finally went to bed. My bed was nice and comfortable. Days later, my uncle had to take the stitches out. My aunt was holding my hand. She was holding it tight. It didn't take long for my uncle to take the stitches out. All in all, I learned to never do that again unless I want to go back to the hospital and get more stitches. When I was done, my finger felt as good as new.